I would surmise that a number of us in this assembly this morning have a hard time saying no, because there are many good things to which we could say yes. There is a yes scene here in the first chapter of Mark's gospel. It takes place in the city of Capernaum. In verse 21, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and began to teach. So Jesus has an opportunity to teach at the Jewish synagogue, and he says yes. Verse 22, they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority. While Jesus is teaching, a man with an unclean spirit interrupts the worship service, and it provides an opportunity for Jesus to remove the unclean spirit, and he says, yes. After the worship service, Jesus goes to the house of Simon and Andrew. They find Peter's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. Peter tells Jesus about her, and Jesus says, yes. Verse 31, and he came to her and raised her up, taking her by the hand, and the fever left her, and she waited on them. What happens next is even more incredible. Verse 32, when evening came, while after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city had gathered at the door. And he healed many who were ill with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. So the whole town is there. The crowd is filled with people struggling with health issues and evil spirits, and there is an opportunity for Jesus to heal many, and he says yes. The lives of many people in Capernaum had been impacted because Jesus said yes. Next comes the text that was read. Jesus got up early in the morning. He goes to a secluded place and he spends some time in prayer. When Simon and his companions got up, they couldn't find Jesus. A search party is sent out. They find him and they say to him, "Everyone is looking for you, Jesus. The whole city wants more of Jesus." And Jesus' unexpected response is in Mark 1, verse 38. He said to them, "Let us go somewhere else to the towns nearby so that I may preach there also, for that is what I came for." The whole city of Capernaum wants more. Jesus says no. Why? There are other villages that need us. We need to move on. Jesus had a very clear picture of why he had come. He had deep convictions as to what his life was about. He had no uncertainty as to what his purpose was. He was willing to say no to good things that did directly relate to that purpose, but Jesus would say no to those things because he had already said yes to the best thing. Saying no to one thing in order to say yes to something else. That is an important skill to learn. How many of you have had somebody come up and ask you, "How are you?" And the response is, "I'm so busy." And for the most part, our schedules are full of good things. And yet sometimes we wind up stressed and fatigued and burned out. The secret, I believe, is to say yes to the very best things and then no to everything else. A father was at the beach with his family. His two sons were walking up and down the beach picking up small shells. Then they turned and looked out at the water and they saw this large starfish about 30 feet out. And one of the boys said, "That starfish is mine," ran out into the water and quickly ran back. "What's the matter? Go get the starfish." Went back into the water and then came right back. "What's wrong? That starfish is yours." After a third time he ran out, he came back to the shore. "So, Juan, what's the matter?" "I can't grab the starfish because my hands are so full of shells." Well, the boy was unwilling to drop the small shells in order to grab the big shell. And if we want to do the very best things in life, it will often mean dropping some things even good things. Well, this is an important decision not only for individuals but for churches. There are many needs and issues in our city, state, country, and world to which Regency could say yes. But we cannot say yes to all of those needs. We have to have some way to prioritize those things. What are the best things to which Regency could say yes? Let me issue a call to all of us to say yes to some simple things, to give priority to a few simple things, the kind of things which will bear fruit in your life if you truly participate in them. Number one, we believe that God is calling us to say yes to His mission. For people to follow Christ wherever they are. Now, we have sometimes communicated our mission in three texts. Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 6, 36, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And then Mark 10, verse 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many. Seeking and saving the lost, showing mercy, being a servant. We seek to influence people to follow Christ wherever they are. No matter where they are in the world, no matter where they are on the socioeconomic scale, no matter the color of their skin, we want to help people follow Jesus Christ. Not just help them worship or share or spend eternity with Jesus, but here is our priority. We want to help people become followers of Jesus wherever they are in life, at school, in the home, in their friendships, in their marriages, in the workplace, on the athletic field, to follow Jesus on Sunday as well as Monday through Saturday. That's what a disciple is, a learner, learning a way of life, learning the way of life that Jesus Himself demonstrated. But number two, God is calling us to say yes to His vision. We seek to help people follow Jesus by stirring their hearts more deeply for God, by shaping them into the image of Jesus, by supporting them on their spiritual journey, and by sending them out to serve and to save others. Now, here are four actions, four visions that I've just mentioned that I think are very, very important. Stirring people's hearts for God, shaping them into the image of Jesus, supporting them on their spiritual journey, and then sending them out to serve and save others. Now, I think all four of those actions, all four of those visions are extremely important. And then we believe that God is calling Regency to His strategy, to His strategy. Now, we'll achieve this mission by stirring people's hearts primarily through our corporate worship times together, shaping them into the image of Jesus primarily through our Bible classes, supporting them by involving people in the various ministries of this church, and then sending them to serve and to save others, especially the needy, the nations, the next generation, and our neighbors. God is calling us to give priority to these four areas: corporate worship, our Bible classes for children and adults, our various ministries, and every single person, members at Regency, getting involved with the needy, the nations, the next generation, and our neighbors. Now, I realize that all of you are involved in a number of things, good things. But I want to encourage you to make it a priority to invest in our corporate worship every time we come together. And what a joy and thrill it would be to see this auditorium filled on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I want to encourage all of us to make it a priority to be in our Sunday morning and Wednesday night Bible classes. Not just to be there, but to be an active participant in those classes. And what a joy it would be to see the same number in our Bible classes that we have during our worship time. What a clear way for all of us to say, I want more than anything else to be shaped into the image of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage us to commit to being involved in one of our ministries, and then to go out there and to serve and to save others, to go out there and plant the seed and then watch as God brings about the increase. But the importance of every one of us being involved in these four areas, and we want to help each one to utilize those talents that God has given to us. I've suggested our mission to help people follow Christ wherever they are. Our vision is to stir hearts, to shape people into the image of Jesus, to support people on their spiritual journey, and to send people out to serve and to save. And then I believe that our strategy is realized through our vision, through our corporate worship service, through our Bible classes, the various ministries that we have here at the Regency Congregation, to help people to utilize their talents that God has given to them. And I also might add that we have a place in our lives and in our priority for our spiritual health, our physical health, our emotional health, our financial health, and our relationship health. But why not make God our first priority? The yes that makes possible the no. Now, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I have a hard time saying no. And I'm sure that is true for many people in this congregation. And I am appreciative of that example of Jesus there in Mark chapter 1, where he was doing such great work in Capernaum, and then Peter and the others come and said, come on, everybody's looking for you, Jesus. Come on, let's go. He says, no, Peter, we've got to go someplace else. There are other towns that need me, because I came primarily to preach and to teach and to be an example of service to others. And so I think if we can establish those kind of priorities that I've suggested here today, that I think that will help us to be able to say no to some things that may be good things, but we have said yes to those things that we believe are the most important and are the priority things as far as God's kingdom is concerned. And so I always will appreciate that powerful story there in Mark chapter 1. If you need to make God a priority of your life this morning, we're going to sing our song of encouragement. If anyone is here today who needs to respond in trusting faith with a repentant spirit, with a willingness to confess that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and then to be buried with your Lord in the waters of baptism, to be raised up to walk in newness of life, having received the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, we would invite you to come and make that most important decision this morning. If you desire the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we are here to pray with you, to pray for you, to encourage you, to help you in any way that we possibly can. So if we can serve you this morning, would you please let us know how we can help as we together stand and sing our song of encouragement?